Today's 356-inch sub of the day. It's a great sub for a great price. There's a different 356-inch sub every day, only at Subway.
I miss Shauna Knott. Remember him?
Oh, that was Bowser.
Bowser?
Yeah.
He was a buddy, buddy, bubble, bubble.
He was on Max Game a lot. He ended up going on a lot of those game shows.
But that was like an 80s band, right?
Right.
Tried to Bowser, be like.
Yeah.
They were sort of a. Yeah, they were almost like a spoof on every doo-wop group.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I stand corrected by Colin Jeffrey. Colin Kaepernick, is that his first name, Colin?
Right.
Yes.
Kaepernick has said that he's going to donate $1 million and do different things out in the community over the years and stuff like that. I still think it's highly disrespectful for him to kneel down during the national anthem.
Well, here's what I think. I think we shouldn't even pay any attention to him.
No.
That's the real problem. If people just ignored him, it doesn't get attention. So I have a very interesting observation for you, and I guess it's an example of how easy it is for the media, the news media, to put something in your head that they didn't say was true, but the idea that they planted the seed or just uttered the thought can be very powerful. Here's the example. Most of you, I think, know that Fox News is very conservative news cable channel, and CNN is not. So they're... If you go back and forth, you'll see two completely different takes at any time on Hillary's speech or Trump's speech. And it's kind of funny, actually, how they make a point to steer you in one direction or the other. But here's something that I heard this morning. I want you to think about this. A Fox reporter was interviewing somebody with the Democratic National Convention. And here's what she said. She said, is there any truth to the rumor that the DNC is considering a replacement candidate for Hillary because of her health? And he said, no, there's no truth to that. And here's what I find interesting. There may not be any such rumor. But now the reporter has planted the idea, even though they said no, has planted the idea. It would be like if Dan, say, was gone today, and I go to Peon, is there any truth to the rumor that Dan's not here today because he's writing a speech to come back on and announce that he's gay? Is there any truth? And Peon go, no, I don't think there's any truth to that. But now we've planted the idea. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
And that's what you have to pay attention to in the news.
Am I?
Are you gay? How do I know? I don't know.
You're the only one that's
going
to ask
you
that
are.
Question.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Our observations say that you're straight.
Okay.
You're crazy, but you're straight.
All right.
Now, if you said, am I crazy? Yeah, you're crazy.
Okay.
But isn't that interesting how you can manipulate people? Now, there will be somebody who will tell a friend, hey, did you hear the thing about replacing Hillary? Taking her out of the running. No, that's not true at all. But that's what you walked away with.
Well, that's what they've been trying to do for the last couple of weeks with this whole sickness thing with her, until this most recent episode on 9/11, where the Hillary side was saying this is all just politics.
It is.
Yeah.
But no, we're not talking politics. My point is, you could do it with anything. You could do it by saying that. The great example years ago was somebody saying that let's say you're interviewing anybody, you go, so I hear you're not beating your wife now. Now,
Now, when you say
Course I'm not, because I never have, but it makes it sound like you used to beat your wife. So be very careful when you watch the news or listen to the news. And always keep in mind, they have an agenda. They all do. They're owned by very powerful people who use their property they own to control people's minds. We had a lot of phone calls here. I say we just take them. We don't care what they're about. The only show where there's no screener, everybody, well, what do you want to talk about? Because think about it. It's kind of stupid anyway. I could say I want to talk about anything, and then you put me on the air, and I go, yeah, you're an a-hole. Okay, so we don't the screen. We're going to talk 314-969-KTRS from most cell phones, *KTRS. And then there's that 888-550-KTRS. This should be Don. Don, how are you?
No, it's John.
Well, no. According to Dan, it's Don.
That's fine.
All right. Well, good. He's going to go with that name. What's up, John?
Politician in Illinois changed the regulation on when you fill out your form. You got these, like, 12 questions you got to answer. The first one, when you read it, it sounds like it asks you, are you transferring this, buying this gun to transfer it to somebody else? And, of course, you would say, no, I'm buying it for myself. But what it really means, you're buying it for yourself. So the question is yes. All the rest of the questions are no. But it used to be if you missed that question, you have to wait 24 hours to try to buy the gun again. But now, Illinois legislation says it's a year. If you miss that question, it takes a year before you can buy a gun.
Well, and what's interesting about that is that in Missouri, the questionnaire they give you when you buy a handgun is exactly the same situation. There is one answer that you have to put no to. All the others are yes. Or the other way around, all the others are no. I'm sorry, all the others are no, but there's one toward the end. And as you're looking down, it's kind of like when you fill out in a doctor's office, have you ever had diabetes? No. Have you ever had a heart attack? No. Have you ever had kidney stone? No. And you just kind of think, okay, all these are no. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Be careful, because toward the end, there's a trick question. You're right. It's the same thing in Missouri.
If you buy a gun in Illinois, the first question is yes. All the rest is no. There was a man buying a gun.
Now, wait, hold on. You can't say for a fact that everybody that fills it out should put no.
No. The first question is yes. Yeah. All the rest, if you fill out the rest of the question, the other question, and you put a yes on there,
okay, but
you can't get a gun
but for some
in
people,
Illinois
okay,
form.
Okay, but for some people, the answer to one of those might be yes.
Yeah, you should read every question and answer.
Yeah, you should read it. But the thing is, if you mark that question, and if you say yes on any of the other questions, that's disqualifying you to buy a gun because...
But if the answer really is yes, and you put no so that you get run through the system, and they find out you lied, you go to jail.
Oh, yeah, but the thing is...
I get what you're saying. Be careful. Read the questions.
Yeah, read the question, but the first question is so worded so badly, it throws a lot of people off.
Okay, now they know. You've warned them.
Yes.
All right.
And I'm A and the P here.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
I believe you left out an M. I think I'm A and the P. Close enough. Mm-hmm. We'll take it. He's listening. That's all that matters. Dave, how are you?
I'm just fine. Sure glad you're going to be traveling down the road of life with us a little longer, at least.
Well, how do you know and that? How do we?
Well, I guess none of us know that, but...
I hope you're right.
Sure glad you made it through your recent travails there with flying colors.
Yeah, thank you.
I've got a comment on the kneeling business for the anthem. It is too bad that we don't cite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag before sports events, because if he refused to do that, he'd have a leg to stand on. When we get to the part about liberty and justice for all, that just plain is not true. If you run afoul of the legal system for anything more serious than a traffic ticket, you're going to be in trouble if you don't have money for lawyers.
No, I absolutely agree. Money makes a difference. The anthem is a different story.
that the anthem stands for everything about the country, the bad points and also the good points, which allowed that spoiled brat to become rich. And he should stand for the anthem.
What he's too stupid to realize is he's protesting the very flag that gives him that freedom. He's contradicting himself. It's a stupid thing to do.
Did you see the post on Facebook? Your listeners can look for this one. There's a post on there that shows some Marines guarding row upon row of caskets in an airplane coming back from the war theater. And the caption says to this football player, would you please point out the ones that have blacks so we can remove the offensive flag?
Yeah. Yeah, you think the families of any of those dead soldiers would not want to have that flag draped? Of course not.
I would like to think not, but yeah. There may be some that would.
All right, Dave, appreciate the call. Thank you.
I sure appreciate the program.
All right, and this is a program where the audience guides the show. We don't get too heavy, too serious, but I think it is important every once in a while to just stop and take a look at what it is that's getting the attention. For example, the stinking Kardashians. I'll never in my life understand why they're famous. You know why they're famous? Because there are enough dumb, moronic people in this country that will pay money for their products, to watch their crap, and we make people like that famous. People who contribute nothing. A whore with a video. Wow. There's a great message. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I am fine. How are you? I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. And we're fine, too. What can we do for you?
I heard you talking earlier, and I was telling Dan about, you were talking about the Fox News, and it's just not Fox, any news. I told him you have to be up to filter through. I told him, for argument's sake, if you and I were out playing golf one day on like a cold, windy, crappy day,
yeah,
and we saw Tiger Woods out there, and he was playing golf in just shirt sleeves.
Yeah.
And I told somebody, I saw Tiger Woods at a golf course today. All he was wearing was short sleeves. The next day in the paper, you would read, Tiger Woods seen on the golf course not wearing pants. And they'd say, well, where did you get? Well, my sources tell me they saw him on the golf course.
And all he had,
and all he had on was shirt sleeves.
No, you're exactly right. It's that game where you whisper and the next
telephone
person whispers. And and by the time you get to the end of the line, it's a completely different story.
That's along the same, what you were talking about earlier, the same thing is that people talk consistently because it's political season about those political ads on TV. And I tell everyone there is a reason those are on TV is because they work.
Yeah.
Because there is a decent percentage of people, although I think it's sad, that will go to the ballot box based upon that nonsense that they see on TV.
Here's what's sadder, that somebody will cast a vote because Katy Perry said this is how you vote, or Barbara Streisand. That's sadder to me.
All of those politicians, their voting record on issues that are important to you are public record. Investigate them.
People won't. They won't. There's too many people in this country that will not do that. They don't even watch the news.
That's why all them commercials are on TV.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
They work, and it is frustrating because you're like, why would you vote based upon the half-truths, which are lies, that you see on TV?
And I might add,
radio?
I might add, the person who spends the most money putting that out there usually wins.
Exactly.
All right, Dan.
The Supreme Court opened that wide open when they allowed you to get the super PACs.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. A little heavier today, but that's, you know, your call. You're driving this train. Hello, Sue. How are you?
Hello. May I take this conversation in a completely different direction?
You can do anything you want.
I wanted to compliment your show for the way you treat Norman when he calls in. It is the most loving, kind, considerate way to deal with him, and it just makes the hair raise on the back of my neck. And I know you do not like compliments and you shy away from it, but it is wonderful.
Thank you. And you know that I get emails about Norman, and all but two in the whole time he's been on have been basically what you just said. But I have had two people say they don't like Norman.
Oh, yeah.
And they I don't want to hear that. Well, you know what? Those two can leave because it lights him up. He loves it.
Exactly.
It lights me up.
Yeah, I love it.
That's what I was going to say. And it's an asset to your program. Not that your program needs any more.
No, we do need more.
Better.
No, we need a lot. This program needs a lot.
But it is a real asset to your program because it just shows what you people are about.
Well, thank you, Sue. That's very nice.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call.
I appreciate your program.
Thanks for listening. Wow, capture that and keep it.
Okay.
We may need that if we're ever called in for, what is that review, that yearly review? Some companies have where you have to go in there every year.
We haven't been reviewed for like 15 years.
19 and a half,
years?
No review. Oh. That's how long we've been here. And there'll never be a review. And if there is, we'll fail. We'll fail miserably.
That's right.
Linda, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
It's 10 p.m.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
I've had this story that I wanted to tell you for a long time, but I've always been driving. And my daughter and I were coming back from Mexico, and we were in the airport getting on Southwest. Everybody has to stand in line. And so this little elderly woman was very concerned about what number she had.
She was concerned about what?
The number for her seating for Southwest.
Okay. I hate this. We got a cellular. Wait, we got a little cellular blackout there. Start over. She was concerned about the number of her seat.
Yes. She wanted everybody to be in the correct order.
Okay.
So she said, "Oh, honey, you're in front of me." Started talking.
Linda.
You know what, Linda? Linda, you have no signal.
Sorry.
That's all right. Let's try it one more time. Go ahead. She was concerned about the number of her seat. Go ahead.
Okay, so the short story is there were 8 elderly people that were on this flight.
Mm-hmm.
They were all parachuting. They were all in their 80s and 90s.
Good to them.
And I asked this woman, I said, "How did you learn how to parachute?" She goes, "Well, my husband, they're all Green Berets."
Wow.
So and some of these couples even pack their own parachute when they travel, and they do this throughout the year at different locations. They all go jumping out of a plane.
Out of the Southwest plane? Or
No. They're taking Southwest to get to where they're going to go jump.
Oh, okay. I thought they were sitting in their seat with parachutes.
Not a good idea to try to jump out of a Southwest plane.
But some of them, the women didn't start jumping until they were...
I think we got that. She probably said they start jumping over in their 70s or something. That is, my daughter mentioned that, jumping out of a plane. I have to tell you something. I think everybody should jump out of, I did it, jump out one time out of a plane. Now, I know there are people that will never do it. I will never bungee jump.
I wouldn't say I would never do it.
It's exhilarating. It's negative. Frightening. There's nothing like it.
I would agree with that.
Would you do it? Yes, you would. You hesitated, which means you would.
I might, because I am deathly afraid of heights.
But a lot of people do it is when they get older. Because after you get older, you go, what the heck?
But I think when you're that high, I don't even know if you can. Can you really even?
Yes. Yeah. Trust me.
You can gather the height.
You look out and you step out and you go, what am I doing? Mm. Holy, it's like jumping off a building. It's just not natural. But wow, when that thing opens.
Well, and I think most first timers now, you have to be strapped tandem, right? You'd have to go through a long class to jump solo.
No, not long. Heck no. I jumped with a static line, and it was tied to the plane, and when the slack lets out, it opens
the chute.
But that
was through the military.
No, it was. I did it over in Sparta, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought that was always military.
No.
And that's what I would have to do, the static line, because. Just in case you pass out, I guess that's why, too.
I did pass out. I only passed out one time in my whole life, and that was when I jumped. And the minute I jumped, I blacked out. I was out for like 3-4 seconds.
Wow.
But that was so frightening to me, I blacked out. That's the reason it pulls the cord for you. Otherwise, you're asleep and you fall to your death. It was frightening, but when that chute opened, man, was that was exhilarating. Because now you look up and go, oh, all right, now let's enjoy the ride down. Except they teach you how to steer it, and I got a little carried away with the scenery, and I wasn't paying attention to where I was landing, and I almost went through the roof of a house. So I corrected it at the last minute, but you got to pay attention. One more, and then we'll take a little break here. That will be Wayne. Wayne, what's going on?
Oh, I want to talk about oats, Frank.
All right, let's go. Talk.
Okay. Live next to Fred Weber of Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I was going to, first of all, I'm in the PM.
That's good. That's good to know. Thank you.
Okay. And He said, I was going to do a pasture. He said, go buy some wheat, plant it. Well, they didn't have any wheat. They were out of it. So I planted oats.
Okay.
And he goes by and he goes, man, I see all these blue. Oh, it's so beautiful. Well, I harvested and baled it because I wanted it for, you know, cover crop and all that. Yeah. So oats bales weigh about 120 to 130 pounds apiece.
Whoa.
Yeah. Straw, you know, whatever. No, 120, 130.
Yeah.
And I had my 12-year-old daughter driving my four-wheel drive truck.
Right.
My 13-year-old stacking it as I threw it. And my ex-wife stacking. You talk about a day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good day. But it still doesn't answer the question why I never hear anybody say, yeah, our oat crop was not good this year. I know you did.
Was she your ex-wife at the time?
You're the only person that I've ever heard talk about growing oats.
Yeah, and then I put them in my barn.
I'm sorry?
And then I put them in my barn.
Yeah.
And you talk about mice haven.
Oh, I bet.
Mice like it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm, okay.
And where you have mice, you can have snakes.
Mm. That sounds great. All sounds so great to me. Rats,
yeah.
Mice, snakes.
Yeah, yeah. It oats. Never grew oats again.
All right. Well, Wayne, we're out of time. I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Okay.
Wayne's advice, don't grow oats.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get rats and snakes, or mice and snakes.
I found out something very interesting about MD Health and Wellness. I have told you this is how I lost my weight. Lost 38 pounds. I weighed today. I'm still holding it like... varies, 210, 212, and that's from almost 250. And I noticed what they told me is true, and here's how I know it's true. They said it's tough to get people to come in to reverse type 2 diabetes. People just don't do it. They just think, well, I'll just take medication, and they're reluctant to make the effort to do what you need to do to get rid. And you can reverse type 2 diabetes. But they said fewer people come in for that than come in for the weight loss is the big thing for them. I find that very, very interesting. Because to me, if I had diabetes and I knew I could reverse it and get rid of it, I'd be all over that. I don't understand that mindset. Everything's choices. Well, I'll take this mess, I'll do this, I'll watch a little bit. But the people that have it tend not to do. That's how they got it in the first place. I think the statistic is 98% of people who have type 2 diabetes gave it to themselves. It's a lifestyle. You change that lifestyle, you can change the diabetes. But they're getting tremendous response from people who want to lose weight. Because the people that hear me say I lost 38 pounds know I actually did lose 38 pounds. And I paid for it like anybody else. And I did what they told me to do. And you can do it too. Now, if you need to lose 5 pounds, they're not going to, you don't need to do this. This is for, you know, 25, 30, 50, 60, 70 pounds. Those people. And it works. And I can't tell you what they're going to tell you to do because I don't know you. I've never seen the results of your physical, an EKG, blood workup. They need that. This is a real deal. This is a doctor supervised program. And that's what I liked about it. It's not a place where you go in, they sell you a bag of stuff. Here's your breakfast, here's your lunch, here's your dinner. Give us $300, and that'll take you for 3 weeks, and let us know how you do. It's not like that at all. You do have to have some discipline, and I have none. I'm a Cracker Barrel guy. I'm a biscuits and gravy, chicken and dumplings person. But this program worked for me. They were able to cut my appetite where I'm not constantly thinking about something to eat. I'm just not interested. And then once you get to a certain point, and you can tell it because you're in a, you know, you're one less belt notch, or it feels good. It feels good that the pants are too loose. I'm in a 36. I haven't had 36 waist pants. I was 11 years old or something. I mean, it's fantastic. I got some 38s now that are too loose. At my biggest, I was in a 44. So instead of emailing me tonight or tomorrow morning when I look at my emails and find that here are people going, well, how'd you lose that weight? Every day I get that. How'd you lose that weight? Well, we've been talking about this for 3 or 4 months. MD Health and Wellness. You can go to frankopinion.com. go to sponsors, and there they are. Click, it'll take you right to their site where everything is explained. The testosterone replacement program, the type 2 diabetes reversal program, and the weight loss program. It's very impressive. Not a national chain like the Jenny Craig or Nutrisystem, and that stuff works too if you do it right. But I think this is the one that's going to stick for me. I really do. I do not want to be that big again. I miss biscuits and gravy. I really do. I miss chicken and dumplings. And about once every 10 days, I'll kind of go crazy and eat one thing that I, you know, normally don't eat. Check it out. The website is easy, but if you can't remember it, remember to go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. The website is this, mdhealthwellness.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now, see how things are rolling with Tim Wyland.
Okay, Dan, we just flew over an accident here in the Kirkwood area. It's on westbound Highway 44, and it is right at the Guyer Road overpass, and the two far right lanes are blocked. Now, that happens to be the exit lanes to north and southbound 270, but you can get around this accident and go through it. But you're pretty well jammed up from the Sabington Road overpass out through Guyer, and then things open up. I'm looking at southbound 270. You're slow now from Dorset, and it opens up here right at Doherty Ferry. Now, downtown eastbound Highway 40, drivers were slowing Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're going westbound on 40, you're slow from about Boyle out through McCausland. And eastbound Highway 270 now is McDonald through Highway 170. This report brought to you by Account Temps. Check out the 2017 salary guide to see the salary forecast for over 400 accounting and finance jobs. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Tim Wyland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. It's jazz. It's blues. It's a foot stomping, booty shaking, dancing in the streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages. And it's free. This Saturday, the Big 550 welcomes fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival, showcasing St. Louis's most talented performers, plus food and drink from area restaurants. Bring your kids, strollers, and lawn chairs. For more info about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to oldwebsterjazzfest.com.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm, and a true story. Someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof, or you need your existing roof fixed, call Allen Roofing.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, Please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-700-7583. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7583. That's 1-800-700-7583. 1-800-700-7583.
This is the sound of a CPAP, a bulky machine with hoses and masks. What's it for? If you have sleep apnea, you wear it so you can get a good night's sleep. Really? How can anyone sleep through that? It's worse than the snoring. Finally, there's Provent, the silent treatment. A clinically proven, doctor-recommended alternative to a CPAP that can actually fit in your pocket. Get a vital free guide by texting SNORE to 321-321. Sleep apnea is more than simply snoring. It can actually lead to stroke, heart failure, and heart attacks. But Provent is an FDA-cleared breakthrough in the treatment of obstructive sleep apnea. The first and only treatment of its kind. Convenient, discreet, and silent so you and your partner can enjoy a better night's sleep anywhere. No sleep study required. For your free guide, text SNORE to 321-321. Act now and you'll also get a special radio-only offer. That's S-N-O-R-E to 321-321. Or go to TryProvent.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
In this giant world of giant restaurants with giant burgers, true variety has gotten lost. The Slider House has changed all that. They have revolutionized the way you think about what is possible between two small buns. Certainly there's beef, but with creative ingredients like ahi tuna, lobster, and even chicken, the Slider House has reinvented the burger craze. Visit the Slider House today on Manchester and Rock Hill and get in on the action. Or take some home and enjoy the Slider Revolution. The Slider House, gourmet variety in little buns.
Call us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you buy a house, unless you're rich, well, not even rich, or maybe older, you pay cash for it. I don't know the number. I'm going to say 90%, 95% of people buy a house use a mortgage company. Might I recommend American Equity Mortgage? And here's why you should consider this and even do it. Because you're AM and the PM and you listen to this show and it doesn't cost you anything. And how can you sleep at night if you have a mortgage somewhere else? There, okay? Go to bed now and try not to toss and turn, knowing the guilt of giving somebody else your mortgage business. Now, let's say you're a homeowner and you bought the house and took out the mortgage before you were truly AM and the PM. Okay, you get a pass. Your mortgage is not with American Equity, but you can still use American Equity Mortgage to pay off your credit cards, to pay for a wedding, to pay for tuition, to pay for a medical expense that is not covered by insurance. You need cash to do that. And as a homeowner, you can borrow that cash, the smart way to borrow money. That's at low, low interest rates. They'll show you how that works and how easy it is and how much sense it makes. American Equity Mortgage, the longest running advertiser we have. And you can show your appreciation by giving them a shot at your mortgage or your debt consolidation loan or home equity loan. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Oh, the clown. Oh, yeah, Jerry.
Colin Jeffries here. We're going to jump right in. We're a little bit late. He is brought to you by Window World, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. Windows are $189. I think you know that. American Equity St. Louis. I'm sorry, American Window World St. Louis. I'm rushing. Ben Franklin said it. Haste makes waste. He said that.
He did.
I thought I came up with it, but I found out he came up with it. Window World. It's windowworldst.louis.com. Here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I apologize that we're a little bit late, so jump right in. It's all yours.
Sounds good. We're going to start off with this. I heard Ian talking about the fact that these runners in the Paralympics set the world record in the 1500 meter.
Beating the...
Cited.
Yes.
Yes. Setting the world record. They are what's known as T13. It's a different classification. And that means that their eyesight is between 2 and 60 and 6 and 60. So what you and I could ordinarily see from 60 feet away, they can see from 2 feet away to 6 feet away. That's so they're partially sighted.
No, 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 no. That's not. That can't be right. When I was nearsighted, I was 2,800. Okay, which
they have
means
to be 2 feet away to see something we can see from 60 feet away.
Yeah, I was far more blind then than they are.
I'm just. That's what it is.
2060. Like, is that what you're saying? They're 2060?
No, 260.
Two.
Oh, 260.
Two.
Okay.
So they
60.
Would be like...
I didn't even realize there was a measure.
So imagine like
okay,
a
I
billboard.
Get it. No, I get it. I get it.
They have to be 2 feet away to
I,
read
I got
yeah,
you. I
that's
got
crazy.
It.
So that's what they were. I just thought I'd toss that in there because I like to know that stuff. Movies out this week. Captain America Civil War, biggest movie of the year, a little over $1.1 billion out on DVD this week. The Conjuring 2, which is the... actual sequel to the original Conjuring, then they did Annabelle in there. It's worthwhile if you like horror movies. And then Popstar.
Yeah, but it's not real horror. It's a fake... It's not, it couldn't really happen, right?
It's based on a true story. It's based on a true story, they say, and based on the lives of two people who went out and did this.
Okay.
Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping. This was the Andy Samberg and his friends from the Lonely Island did this movie about a fake pop star falling from grace and trying to make a comeback. I thought it was really funny. Did not do well in the box office, but I recommend you watch
it. What's it called?
Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Never heard of it.
Fair enough.
You ever heard of it? Pian, you ever heard of it?
Yes.
Dan, you ever hear of it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm stupid. Go ahead.
That's all right.
Well, Colin comes in every Friday. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Harvey.
Yeah,
so that's right. I forget.
Harris.
What is it?
Yeah. It's Harris.
Oh, go ahead.
We are entering the fall premieres, so big shows are coming back. American Horror Story is back on Wednesday. Do you watch that show every
I did
year?
Until the Lady Gaga series. And then
Hotel.
I didn't like it, and I bailed.
I was not a huge fan of
Jessica
Hotel. Lang?
Lang. Oh, my goodness. And that circus? The circus?
Yes, league? Freak Show?
Yeah. I watched that.
Well, that's been what's noticeable is before these seasons, after the first season, we get like Asylum or Coven. We know what it's about. We don't officially know what this is about this season. They've released three trailers. This is actually kind of cool. I like this. About the upcoming season. Only one of them is real. The other two have, like, clues to send you off in the wrong direction as to what it's about. However.
And there's always a however in life.
TV Guide may have spoiled it. I know one person who reads TV Guide. It's my mother-in-law. But they may have spoiled it. They put the title. If you go to your digital guide right now, there won't be a title for the first episode. TV Guide put a title in there. So, if you don't want to hear, cover your ears for just a second, la la la. It looks like it's going to be about Roanoke, the lost colony at Roanoke this season, which I'm very excited. That
who,
is Wednesday
who's
night.
That? Who?
Lady Gaga's back, and then it's going to be all their regular characters. Okay. Sarah Paulson. You'll recognize all the people.
I love Sarah Paulson.
But they're back. Although
Sarah Paulson, by the way, people who don't know, played Marcia Clark in that
yes.
OJ series.
OJ, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is by one of the guys behind American Horror Story. So she's just getting jobs from them. Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Friday on Netflix is a documentary called The White Helmets. This is a group of people in Syria who go after a bombing or something happens after a building is destroyed in the Civil War, and they pull people out of the building.
Wow.
This is what they do. This camera crew followed them for months, and not just what they're doing during the day, but to see how the toll this takes. It is a very dangerous place. So to see what happens to their families, the fact that these men are going out. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, there was a picture of a little boy covered in like dust and blood sitting on at the back of an ambulance. This picture was everywhere. The white helmets actually removed him from a building. Mm. So that is Friday on Netflix. The Emmy Awards are this Sunday. I can't believe this. This Sunday, they snuck up on us on ABC. But counter-programming at 7:30 our time on CBS, The Case of JonBenet Ramsey.
Ooh.
Oh,
I'll tell you why that doesn't interest me. I know how it ends. It ends with, we don't know. We still don't know.
But they have interviews from her brother, who's never spoken to the media. He has not spoken to the media since she disappeared.
Does the brother think that mom or dad did it?
I don't know. We're going to have to watch the miniseries on CBS. Okay. It starts Sunday at 7:30.
You know what bothered me about that case? The parents never seemed broken up to me. You remember that?
Yeah.
Just never seemed
it
like...
It seemed very staged.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't break down. My goodness, your cute little girl was murdered. Mm-hmm. They didn't shed a tear. That bothered me.
And it has been 20 years. The day after Christmas this year will be 20 years.
Man, oh man.
She disappeared in 1996 when she was 6 years old. So
one of my kids gets murdered. I'm in a mental institution. They just seem too cool and calm.
What's Unsolved Mysteries? John, I can never remember.
Walsh.
His name. Walsh, yeah.
No, he's America's Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted. Yeah. I don't have his strength to go on and turn it into
his
that.
His little boy was decapitated at 5. Yeah. Imagine that.
I couldn't. I don't want to. That's
I'm
awful.
With you.
South Park is also back this week for its 20th season, and they wrote a new national anthem for us. Just give this a chance. Here's 30 seconds of it.
Colin Kaepernick is brave. Cops are pigs. Cops are pigs. Wait, someone just took my stuff. I need to call the cops. Oh, no, I just said cops are pigs. Now who's going to help me get my stuff? Why did I listen to Colin Kaepernick? He's not even any good. Oh, I just got all my stuff back. Cops are pigs again. Cops are pigs. Colin Kaepernick's a good backup.
This is how South Park decides to handle the Colin Kaepernick situation right now. Why? One of the reasons I really like South Park is the show airs Wednesday. That Thursday, they're back in the studio working on the next week episode. They turn it around in 6 days.
Again, the mistake here is putting the spotlight on this knucklehead.
Yes, except I think they do a pretty good job of lampooning him in that case.
That's good.
And then there's a show coming out. It's a week from tomorrow. Everything I see about this show says, Colin, you should hate this show, but I am so excited for it. It's called Designated Survivor. Every year during the State of the Union, it is the responsibility of someone in the president's office to select someone in the presidential line of succession, and they stay behind. They do not go to the House chambers. And it's in case there's an attack.
Right. Everybody's wiped out, right?
Well, Kiefer Sutherland is chosen as a designated survivor, it's like the Secretary of Agriculture or something, and an attack happens, and Kiefer Sutherland is the president.
It sounds good.
I know, but it sounds so cheesy, but I'm going to watch this. I'm huge.
Jeez.
That's right, Red Boy. What do you say?
I am looking forward to this quite a bit. And then we're going to do a tease. We don't have time to do it, but I know Paul and I will talk about it on Friday.
Paul who?
Paul Harris. Hmm. I almost called him Harvey.
Never heard of
him. You're in my head. Yeah. We'll talk about our Emmy predictions on Friday because, again, that's on Sunday. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's
yes,
entertainment.
You are. Yes, he is. Oh, wow. Jerry. And he's brought to you by Window World.
That's a dream of romance.
$189 for a window with a lifetime warranty. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. There is a tent on the parking lot at Amini's. I saw it yesterday. That tent, under that tent, some of the finest patio furniture made in the world. This is not old. This is brand new, incredibly made patio furniture. And everything under that tent is 30 to 50% off only through this weekend. They move a lot of patio furniture. That is their number one category in sales at Amini's is patio furniture. And you wouldn't think it would be. And I'll tell you why. You look at the price on some of this furniture and you go, well, who'd pay that for patio furniture? I'll tell you who'd pay it. People who no longer want to keep replacing junk patio furniture that they thought was a good deal. And the reason it seemed like a good deal was it was inexpensive. It was also crap. And it fell apart. And then you replace it. And then you'll replace it again. Wait till you see the quality of this patio furniture. So I'm giving you fair warning, and I'm telling you now, through this weekend, and that's it. Everything under that tent, you go take a look. And they got other patio furniture inside you might want to look at. This is the store that is so unlike any other store. It just stands out the same way the building itself stands out in Chesterfield Valley. Here's this thing that looks like it could be a dome where sporting events took place. It's a copper dome building, and it's strange. It's different in a good way. And inside, that's where you really are going to go nuts. You're going to love this place. Give yourself several minutes to walk around and shop and take your kids and let them play pinball and arcade games while you look at maybe pinball and arcade games or fine furniture. And again, you have to remember, this is some of the finest stuff made in the world. They don't sell any junk at Amini's in any category. A-M-I-N-I-S. Please tell them your AM and the PM. It means everything to us. Amini's.com.
All right, it's time for a look at traffic. Now let's see what Tim Weiland sees. Tim?
Well, we just got a report of an accident on southbound 55 at Weber Road. You do have that accident that was blocking a couple right lanes on westbound 44 at Guyer. You're backed up to Berry Road. We're circling over downtown now and looking at eastbound 40. It's jamming up a little bit west of Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Reality check your salary expectations. Visit accounttemps.com/salarycenter to see accounting and finance salary data for 2017. Accounttemps, a Robert Half company. Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
From ABC News.